Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. They are Southern Rock and Jacksonville royalty. They are the lead singer and the guitarist of the legendary Lynyrd Skynyrd. You can see them at Rockin' for a Cure over at Porsche Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard Wednesday, November 5th. The Total Wine at the St. John's Town Center on Friday, November 7th for the bottle signing of their Hell House whiskey, as well as their Jacksonville exclusive Peach Home, Alabama. And then finally, at Daly's Place, Saturday the 8th, Lynyrd Skynyrd rocks the red, white, and blue tickets on sale now. It's Johnny Van Zandt and Ricky Medlock.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah.
We're good. That was a long one.
That was a busy week for you guys.
You know what? We've been real busy this year, and we're capping it off at the end of the
year being busy.
But you know what? We're here in town. We're doing some great stuff for this Rockin' for Cure thing with Taylor, my daughter here. Mm-hmm. Came down with a cavernoma last year around September the 24th, and we found out probably about 6 months ago we really have no federal funding for research. And so we're trying to spread the word and trying to get in the ears of whomever we can get into and raise some money for a cure, you know. So we're doing the Rockin' for a Cure tomorrow night. It's a big auction at the Porsche dealership on Atlantic Boulevard. And what did I do wrong? She's going to get on to me. I know my daughter over here.
It sounds like you're doing everything right. So you said it's an auction right now, raising money for this disorder. Now, what are some of the things that are being given away at this event?
Well, it's going to be, you know what? We have stuff from Peter Frampton, Styx, Bad Company, Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, Jelly Roll, Carrie Underwood, Lainey Wilson. We have on the sports sides. We have ZZ Top, she's saying, and Lainey Wilson. On the sports side, we have stuff from Doug Flutie, Kurt Warner. The Mantle family has been gracious enough to give us stuff. We got a great bat that I'm probably going to try to bid on myself. But it's been a great, great thing. A lot of great artists have donated their time, and Billy Bob Thornton. So it's been a crazy adventure. This is our first time ever doing anything like this in St. Michael's Soldiers, who has been doing things for our troops and their families. That's what Saturday night is all about. Jim and Kathy Signorelli, they've been gracious enough to help us pull this together. So it's going to be a great event.
So I want to bring in your daughter, Taylor, for a little bit. First off, what is this disorder that everyone's raising money for?
So last year I had two brain hemorrhages.
Oh, gosh.
So I was diagnosed with a CCM, or a cerebral cavernous malformation. It's a rare disease that can affect your brain, brainstem, or spinal cord. And it affects the capillaries in your brain.
So what exactly happens with you now that you know this information? Like, what's happening in your life now?
Yeah, so a lot of people aren't symptomatic. They can have these. They can have multiple of them if they have the genetic kind, and they're never symptomatic. But for me, I unfortunately had a brain hemorrhage, so I woke up one morning with my right side completely numb. But a lot of the complications can be seizures, strokes, or neurological deficits.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So, again, you're raising money for this over at the Rockin' for a Cure event over at Porsche Jacksonville, the online auction as well, so you can bid on a whole bunch of these great items. Again, that's November 5th, so make sure you go and check that out. I want to ask you all this as well. I just had Don Barnes from 38 Special on recently, and I asked him this, and so I'll ask you all this as well. With your brother Donnie being formerly in the band, both bands being from Jacksonville, was there a rivalry between the two of you, or would you consider it more of a brotherhood?
No, I never thought so. I think, you know what, my brother Ronnie took 38 underneath his wing, you know, and tried to help guide him and everything. And you know what, for me personally, coming from this town, every time I seen one of the bands breaking out, say 38 or Blackfoot or Molly Hatchet, you know, hey, who else came from here? The Great Almond Brothers, you know, that was always a great thing. And I know for us, it's not. And 38 really kind of went out on the pop commercial side, too, which kind of set them aside from a lot of the bands like Blackfoot or Molly Hatchet and Skynyrd and Almonds, you know.
What about you, Ricky? Would you ever think of it as kind of the brotherhood or a more
brotherhood? You know what? I always thought that we all tried to have a camaraderie together and to help each other, you know what I mean? I mean, whether it became to equipment or whatever. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Even when you're playing the same team clubs together, you know, mm-hmm. you always tried to help each other.
I mean,
and I don't think of it as a competition or anything like that, man. It's just get in there and play music.
You know, we got another local guy over here. Kurt Towns opening for us on Saturday night, you know, so we're all pulling for each other. And I really believe that back then it was either music, jail, or death.
For us, it was.
So the music kind of took everybody out of that atmosphere and made us good citizens. And here we are today, you know.
Right. You got that show coming up on Saturday. How much pressure is it to come and do a hometown show? Or do you feel like you have to do something a little bit more extra because this is Jacksonville?
You know, for me, it's always just the thing of family and friends. And so it definitely puts a little bit of pressure on you, or maybe anxiety. But you know what? We're going to go out there and we're going to do what we did in London, England, and what the heck we did over in Barcelona, Spain, and up in Canada, and all over our great country. And that's what it's all about, you know?
You go out and you bring it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to do our show exactly like we've been doing it all year long.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible show. So get ready.
You know what? And we got, for me personally, for almost 40 years, I've been singing legendary songs. What more could I ask for, you know?
Exactly. I want to actually ask you about that as well, because how difficult was it? Now that you've been doing this for 30 years, or over 30 years now.
40.
Almost 40, yeah.
Almost 40. Yeah. Don't know, because I looked at it, like, oh, when did you start? It's like, oh, it's around the time when I was born. So I was trying to avoid that F word. And so... was there a lot of pressure to take over the band, especially to honor your brother's legacy?
Well, I never have taken over the band. For me, it's always been that name, B-A-N-D, you know, and it takes a group of people to make that happen. And for us, surely it was pressure. I didn't ever wanted to be in Lynyrd Skynyrd. If I had my just about it, I would be working for the band right now. But, you know, because my brother would still be here and all the original members, you know, that have passed on. Mm-hmm. But I was put in this position, and I didn't think I'd be here this long, to be honest. And but it's been a great pleasure, an honor to go out and do this night after night and see not only one generation, but two, three, heck, we're
now
working on four, you know, generations to come out to these shows. And I think I had the best compliment, Ricky, and I didn't even tell you about it. So this young kid came up, and we're at the hotel, and I'm leaving the hotel to go get on the bus, and he stops, and he goes, "Thank you so much. I never dreamt that I would be able to hear these songs live, and tonight I got to see it." My way. Wow, what a powerful statement, you know.
That's crazy. Are you surprised that he survived this long?
Who, him?
Yeah. you got, I just saw you have that look. It was like, you're like,
ugh. Well, I mean, I've known him ever since he was about 9 or 10 years old. You know, here's the thing. I was in the band, the original band, and I worked with his brother. And I got to tell you, and I've said this before, even when he's not sitting there across from me, Johnny has done an incredible job at coming in and singing these songs. And what I love about it, he's made those songs his. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's a real brother to me. We've traveled millions of miles, and I'm proud to be standing there next to him.
Same here with Ricky. I mean, heck, he came back in the band, and Ricky, one thing I can give about Ricky Medlock, whether his hands broke or whatever, he's going to give it 110%, 11%, you know. Yep. So, you know, he just... honestly, he hurt his hand recently. And
got a broke knuckle.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. And hurt his knuckle, and I was like, how the hell is he going to play Freebird like that? You know, adrenaline's a great thing. That we've both been on stage with kidney stones and sick and, you know, just crazy stuff that you would think most people would call in. But we don't call in, you know, what we go play.
Now I'm kind of curious, like, what's the worst injury you guys had to play through and had to fight through? Because I imagine kidney stones, one, that's painful.
Yeah,
broken knuckle for your hand was tough. Like,
I was here to witness him have appendicitis.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did two shows having my appendix bursting, and I thought I was just sick. I thought I had food poisoning or something, and Finally, I got so bad, yeah. I went to the hospital. We were out in California. I went to Stanford Medical, and they're like, we're going to do emergency appendectomy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, well, first of all, what's an appendectomy, you know? And then they were like, okay, you haven't been to medical school, but you know what? We're taking out your appendix. And you know what the funny thing about it is, talking about being versus just going for it and playing, I woke up from that operation and went, can I do the show tomorrow night? You know, so yeah, I wanted to do the show, and if I could have, I probably would have.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's we are.
Pretty sick, but this is what the good Lord's given us. This is the hand.
I mean, you know, it's very important for us to go out there every night and just really giving it 110%.
Yeah.
Because those fans that pay to get in, it's important to them.
Yeah,
and we're there for those guys. You know, and gals.
You know, and you don't call in sick to this job, not unless you're in the hospital, because people don't realize that. I've had many of people say, well, I seen somebody who didn't seem good. That guy probably had a cold or something, mm-hmm. you know. But, hey, he's out there giving it 110%, so give him mm-hmm. a little bit of break, you know. So.
Speaking of probably dealing with stuff, I saw you guys at Rockville last year, especially, like, Rockville dealing with a lot of heat. A lot of people were, like, not as amped because they were sweating like crazy. I saw you guys perform with Shine Down. You performed Simple Man. It was an incredible, incredible performance.
Oh, wow.
What is it like to perform a song that you all have written? It's your song, but like you see somebody else, another Jacksonville band, mind you, also be performing that as well. Is it more of like an honor, or is it just like a, like, hey, what? Why don't you
No, man. Those guys. No, they're friends of ours. And it's funny. We were playing. One of the original Rockvilles was here in Jacksonville, you know, mm-hmm. down at the Metropolitan Park. And Shinedown was opening up. And our production manager, Steve Adores, called me during the day and said, hey, they want to do Simple Man. Is it okay? I said, please let them play Simple Man, you know. But he sings it great, the band does it well, and you know what, we love those guys.
It's really interesting because we just did we put a DVD out mm-hmm. called Live at the Ryman, and Brent came out and sang Simple Man.
Oh, really?
Us. Yes. And to listen to him and Johnny mm-hmm. together like that, basically at like Rockville.
Oh, it was so good.
I mean, it was really.
Except for Rockville, we were kind of stepping on each other.
I'm surprised. I could say this since I was at Rockville. No Duval chant. I thought there would have been at least one Duval chant out there.
Yeah. You know what? We had to sit backstage and wait to that moment. So we were all gung-ho. And mm-hmm. I kept telling them, I said, I don't know. I'm not scared about going out in front of all them people because it's a great audience. I said, what kept scaring me was all the bombs bursting in air. Them guys mm-hmm. got a lot of pyro.
Oh, so much power. Yeah. That was a lot of pyrotechnics there. I'm just like, wow. There's like, they had like a tower just shooting fireworks.
Yeah.
But they were so gracious and they're really good friends. We have this auction, mm-hmm. a Shinedown guitar that they all signed. They were gracious enough to send us that.
Is there a song? D. Snyder once said in an interview, he looks at the song Rebel Yell as the song that he wished that he wrote. Is there a song that you guys look at and go, man, I wish we wrote that?
Oh, that of other artists?
Yeah, of other artists.
There's plenty of them. Oh. Yeah, there's plenty of them. I love Christian music, so I'm listening to one by Casting Crowns right now called mm-hmm. East to West.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing song. You know, I wish I'd have wrote that song. Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have wrote Feel Like Making Love.
Yeah.
Bad Company.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's.
Let's see. We can go through a catalog of them, man.
I know.
All the Beatles catalog, the Bad Company catalog.
When you second, I don't know why, like when you say, oh, I've been listening to more Christian music, I wanted this song. I was like, Amy Grant? Like, no.
I actually went to an Amy Grant show. It was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you, I wouldn't know how that show would be. I just know that like from 94, my mom just played her music nonstop.
Yeah, you know what? If you go to a lot of these Christian shows now, Christian artists, it's like a rock show. There's a guy named Crowder that's unbelievable.
I've heard he's good.
Yeah, he's really, really good. And he describes his Christian music as swampy, you know, which is really cool.
We've had a rough year when it comes to rock with the passing of Ace Frehley and, of course, the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. Do you guys happen to have a good Ozzy or Ace story at all?
You know what? I never had the opportunity to meet either one of them myself.
It was interesting. When the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
they come and grab me as the band's going out. They come and grab me and said, somebody over here wants to meet you. And I went, me? Well, who in the world out there want to meet me? It was like everybody in the world sitting out there, you know? And as I walked, as they took me and I walked around, Ozzy stood up and the guys in Black Sabbath were there.
Oh, wow.
And Ozzy stood up. That was great, man, Freebird. I was like, whoa, Ozzy, you know what I mean? Only to walk me down, and I said hello to Sting, and the tallest guy in the world I ever seen in my life, Brian May, stood up. And I guess his daughter was a fan of Freebird, and she just wanted to say hello, you know? And I'm like,
where the heck was I at?
I don't know.
I was already in the van.
I thought it was great also, speaking of Freebird, the fact that like it kind of became like the anthem for like the U.S. hockey team. That's got to be a cool feeling for you guys. And, like, it's like already like this anthem, but now it's becoming like the American staple, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
we were pulling for them.
We all were. I'm pretty sure all of America was pulling for them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Before we go, I want to ask you the same 10 questions I ask all my guests here. So it's inspired by the late, great James Lipton. So we could do this a little bit rapid fire. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. That's not one of the questions, by the way.
Are you ready? Yeah.
What is the most played song on your playlist?
Probably by Eric Church.
Eric Church?
Yeah.
What? Johnny's getting some help.
She's trying to come get some help.
You already
over.
Phoned a friend. It's only question one.
I know. You know what? I don't know the most played because I always, in the morning, I'm always like, okay, I want to hear quite a few songs, but I don't know. Probably to get me going, either a Van Halen or an AC/DC thing, you know?
Nice. Guilty Pleasure Band.
What was that?
Guilty Pleasure Band.
Filthy Pleasure Band?
Guilty Pleasure Band.
Oh,
Guilty Pleasure. That's a completely different
topic. I like Filthy Pleasure Band. I like that one.
We just went from, like, talking about Christian music.
I mean, it sucks. <Filthy bands. laughs>
A Guilty Pleasure Band.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's interesting. I like, you know, Queen.
Oh, he took mine.
You can have the same answer.
Yeah, Queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Queen. This isn't like a fantasy football draft. Yeah. You're like, oh, he just took my answer. I got to go with my next one. Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Wow.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Now you got me.
Mm-hmm. These are the hard-hitting journalism questions.
I know. No kidding.
Repeat that again?
Yeah.
Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound? So, like, even if, like, you're just, like, super tired, your voice is cracking.
Louie.
I remember whenever, I don't know why I'm saying this, but whenever I was 15, what was the group, Ricky, that had, give me a ticket for an airplane?
Oh, but the Box Tops.
Yeah, the Box Tops. I used to sing that all the time, and I find myself to this day still doing that.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but now I'm going to hear that and just go, oh, that's a jazz song.
No, yeah. I mean, I got it on.
Ain't got
honestly,
time to take a fast train.
I got Louie on my phone, and I got a Bose system at home, and I'll get up sometimes in the morning, open the doors, the sliding doors, and just crank it.
Yeah.
For the neighbors to hear it, you know. Like,
I imagine, like, you get a whole new, like, record, a whole new speaker set up. It's like, all right, we're going to test this out. What are we going to do? We're going to play Van Halen? Are we going to play some Skinner? Nah, I got this.
The original version?
You got to
guess.
Yeah. I'm off key, obviously. I mean, you can see, like, I'm saying, should stick with, like, news and not singing. Who would have thought? If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Oh, wow. I'd like my ma's turnip greens, navy beans and rice, fried okra, and sliced tomatoes.
I'm going to go for the seafood. I like lobster. Mm-hmm. We were just up in Canada. I think I had it every day we were in Canada.
What is your drink of choice?
Drink of choice, Crown Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And let's see. A little Hell House these days. Yeah, because we have our own liquor.
Yeah, and you have the Jacksonville exclusive Peach Home Alabama as
Yeah, peach flavor.
I kind of slip over and take a sip of Johnny's Red Cup.
Yeah, and you never know if it's Hell House or Crown. So.
Right.
Sometimes you're just like, I feel like this is like three liquors just mixed in together.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is this absinthe? Favorite superhero?
Oh, mine would have to be Batman.
Batman. Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah.
All right. This is where we're going to get political now. To help settle a bet, do you think the 80s video game character Mega Man is a superhero?
Mega Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never even heard of that.
For the sake of my argument, to help me win, just say yes.
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 Yeah. There you go. Great answer. That's two more in the yes
we
column.
We can be both.
All right. Best $3 I ever spent. Favorite internet video.
Favorite internet video? Oh.
Favorite internet video. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I watch a lot of the news feeds, so I love.
You're going to love this.
Oh, okay. God. I love anything to do with any kind of dog stuff, you know.
Okay.
Videos, you're going to love this.
All right.
My favorite thing to do is sit down, dial up YouTube, and watch the Three Stooges.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
They are my
heroes. I could have went there, too, Ricky.
You prefer with Curly or with Shemp?
With Curly.
Now, you see, I think I would have liked Curly. So, like, growing up, my my great-grandmother, God bless her soul, I used to watch, like, Three Stooges whenever we'd visit her in Sanford. And I was started with Shemp. And so I would always, like, all of a sudden I see this bald guy. I'm like, who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Like, did Shemp lose his
hair? Have you ever read into the history on him?
Shemp or Curly?
Curly.
I haven't read much on it.
Wow. You need to do that.
You
need to
read
exactly the brutality that that guy went through filming those shows. I mean, a lot of that stuff.
The stunts and stuff.
The stunts. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them, he endured those things. Mm-hmm. It's bad to the bone.
I heard that, like, apparently people would, like, walk up to them in the street and just, like, try to poke their eyes out or, like, slap them.
Yes. Yeah,
like, as if, like, they're part of the fun.
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I heard that, like, apparently, I know we're getting sidetracked, but I don't care. It's the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
talk about Three Stooges with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, apparently their manager kept saying, like, oh, you guys aren't really that popular. They wanted to go, like, national, almost like, kind of, I don't want to say like an Elvis type situation, but like a kind of kept them, like, at hostage in a way, which is crazy.
It's wild.
I know. It's so sad. But, like, hopefully, like, I'm probably going to watch more clips now. What are you guys watching right now on your streaming platforms?
On my what?
On your, like, Netflix, Amazon
Netflix,
Prime,
Landman.
Oh, I just finished that, too.
Yeah, the new season's coming out.
Oh, we're waiting for the new season.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm excited.
Oh, big time,
yeah, me too.
Big time.
My wife gets me to watch, what was it called, Crystal River or something, and actually I got into it.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It was a girl flick, but I was like, okay, I'm stuck with this.
My wife did that with me recently as well, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was something similar to that. I'm like, I shouldn't be watching this, but at the same time, like,
you make peace at home, you know. Yes. You find your battles. I'm going to get Landman. I think it comes out November the 17th or something
like that.
Yeah.
16th,
17th. Yeah, 16th, 17th. So I'm going to get that one. I have to watch this stuff.
I drive my better half nuts because I'm a big Gunsmoke fan.
Okay.
The old ones.
Okay.
Not the ones when they come into color, but I like the old ones. And I drive her nuts because I follow it up. It'll be Gunsmoke, Andy Griffith the show, right? Followed up by The Honeymooners. You need to watch The Honeymooners. Jackie Gleason was the bomb.
Norton.
Yeah,
I've watched some clips of Honeymooners. It's
Ricky's
so
the
good.
Best though on the bus, you know, because we have satellite TV. I'm like, find us some killing and stuff.
Yes. Now, when it
Ricky
comes
finds
to that,
it, you know,
I'm a big John Wick fan.
Oh yeah, so good. Oh man,
that's what I mean. He's great at finding some killing stuff. It's like 1:30 in the morning we're watching.
You just start the John Wick marathon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't sprinkle in some All in the Family there, at least,
you know
help with the bunker name at least.
I don't know. I never really got into All in the Family.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. I
love the theme song though.
Yeah.
You know, the theme song.
I love
song.
The characters' names, but I'm a little bit biased.
Yeah.
Tell me your favorite scenes in John Wick. If you had to name one, what's one? I can tell you mine.
Oh man, I would say usually like when he used the pencil again in the first one, or I think just that build up to see what the bleeping nobody. That nobody. Yeah. No, he's.
You know what my favorite?
Which one?
Him and Holly Berry with the two dogs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I remember that one.
Woo!
Yeah.
Those dogs, man.
Oh, I mean, the fact, like, the amount of training that they both had to do and just seeing the dogs just go everywhere. I feel like we could just have, like, a whole nother conversation just on action. Not only just on John Wick. My wife and I would watch the John Wick movies on our anniversary because, you know, romance.
Yeah. And,
but it's one sounds of, very romance. Yes.
And so it's we could do a whole different show on, like, podcasts because, like, just Jason Statham movies. Like, my wife and I will also, like,
Love Jason Statham.
That, he is the center point of our marriage because my wife, this is a random story. I know we're getting aside, but you know, whatever. I'm talking action movies.
Yeah.
He said, my wife, when we first started dating, I said, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm watching a movie with my family. And I go, what are you watching? She goes, War with Jason Statham and Jet Li. I said, I'm going to marry this woman. We were only dating for 2 weeks. I'm like, I better not mess this up.
He's the ultimate action guy, you know, now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Beekeeper was incredible.
It was.
A very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And finally, I know we've gotten so aside from everything.
Boy, we did.
Give me your spiciest hot take. Could be about anything in life.
Spiciest hot take?
Like, so it could be something like, I think mustard is over. Taylor is giggling right now. Mustard is overrated, or people need to. I think everyone should at least do this.
I definitely think mustard's overrated.
How dare you, John?
I can't handle it that much. We do it on the bus. We'll take some ham without the bread because we say, you know, okay, and we'll put mustard on it, roll it up, and eat it that way. That's the only way I eat mustard. Now, doing Thanksgiving or Christmas, I make a potato salad, and I use mustard in it, but 9 times out of 10, I don't get mustard on a sandwich.
You don't do mustard.
Personally, hot sauce
is not a good one for me either.
I think Tabasco is overrated.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. But there are better hot sauces.
There are better hot sauces.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the habanero ones.
Oh, I don't mess with those. Those will.
So that's
wreck
what I'm
me.
Saying.
Yeah.
Tabasco's down here, where all those habanero ones is up here.
I imagine you're a big sriracha guy.
I like it. Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'm glad that we talked about, like, we could do a whole other podcast on spicy foods, on action movies, this, that, and the other. I wish we could talk about so many other venues, but I know we got to get you guys out of here. You can see them at the Rock for a Cure event, the Porsche Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, Wednesday, November 5th. The Total Wine at the St. John's Town Center, Friday, November 7th. And of course, Leonard Skinnerd rocks the red, white, and blue at Daly's Place Saturday, November 8th. Johnny Van Zandt, Ricky Medlock.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been fun, my friend. Thank you.